Also, Nero Brothers filed defamation lawsuit against Jussie Smollett's attorneys. By Joshua Kaplan on April 23, 2019. Ola and Abel Azzonero, the brothers who allegedly helped carry out a hate hoax against Empire actor Jussie Smollett, have filed a defamation lawsuit against Smollett's attorneys Mark Garagos and Tina Glangianin. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in a federal court in Chicago, the Azzonero brothers alleged Smollett compensated them to stage the attack against Smollett, to benefit himself, and directed every aspect of the attack, including the location and the noose. The brothers say Smollett used his clout as a wealthy actor to influence plaintiffs, who were in a subordinate relationship to him and were aspiring to make it in Hollywood. According to the lawsuit, the Azzonero brothers are suing Garagos and Glangianin because they continued to evoke their role in the ordeal during media appearances. The brothers testified before a grand jury, and Smollett was later charged with filing a false police report about the attack. An attorney who has represented the brothers, Gloria Schmidt, said that the pair did not testify as part of any plea deal and that they were not granted any immunity from prosecution. In March, Cook County prosecutors dropped all criminal charges accusing Smollett of staging the incident, saying they believed they could prove the charges but that it wasn't worth the time and expense. After using surveillance cameras and other methods, police identified the Azzonero brothers as suspects and learned that they had flown to Nigeria the same day as the reported attack. The men were arrested February 13 at O'Hare Airport, but within 2 days were released without charges after detailing the alleged plot orchestrated by Smollett. The deal included a $3,500 payment to help stage the attack, which Smollett hoped would help promote his career, police said. Smollett, who is black and gay, claimed January 29 that he was attacked and beaten by two masked men who shouted slurs and yelled, "This is MAGA country," an apparent reference to President Donald Trump's campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again." Smollett also said the men doused him with a chemical and put a noose around his neck. The AP contributed to this report.